my little technical cable that's going down.
Have a good one.
My little speaking to a title that's learning the halachas is that you get to say a little bit more of a deeper idea, and you talk to people that are not in the sugya, so then you have to say like more superficial stuff. I want to start with an interesting question. Is Gemara can't find the place easily, so I'll have to call tomorrow. You'll have to work with me. The Gemara said it is that Kol Mitzvahs the Ma'aseh is on Derech Gedilasa. Learn that from the pasuk of Atzei Shittim Oimdim. It says in Mishkan Atzei Shittim Oimdim. You have to use the Shittim with the build of planks of the wood, the boards of the Mishkan. You have to Oimdim, standing. Well, yeah. What does that mean that you're standing? So the Gemara mentions. What I'm mean, they have to put them up. Derech Gedilasa, the way that they Gedilasa means. Thank you. So the way that it grows. So then you have to hold. You have to put it in a certain position. The Gemara says Kol Mitzvahs. The pasuk is talking about. I say the Gemara is talking about the Mishkan. So it means the planks of the Mishkan. So it's Kol Mitzvahs. How many other mitzvahs did use a piece of material, something that grew, that they have to use in a specific way. I mean, the flower they use for your matzahs, nobody keeps the cheshvin of which way the stalk grew and every kernel and every piece, right? You don't do such a thing, right? So what does it mean that, how many mitzvahs are there that you use a piece of material that grew? So there are. There's the Eitz Erez, the Ezoid, and the Eitz Erez that you use for Paraduma and the Mitzvah. You use these special plants. Okay, but closer to home, there's the lulav and the das and the ravis. Now Rashi in this Gemara, if I can find it, I'll read it to you. Rashi says that it's Rashi brings these three things: the lulav, the esrei, the adasim and the ravis. And Rashi leaves out the Esrik. Rashi leaves out the Esrik. So why do Rashi leave out the Esrik? Because the Esrik is a kasha. Rashi leaves out the Esrik. Rashi is a kasha because the Esrik, how do you hold the Esrik? You hold it with the pitam up and the ukits down, and how does the Esrik grow on the tree? So this is something we've all employed as kids, that the Esrik goes the other direction. Mm-hmm. It grows with the ukits pointing up and the pitam pointing down. So what's the teretz? What?
From the weight.
Oh. So that's the teretz that you were taught as a kid, probably ever heard that teretz as a kid. And that teretz comes in the shvura. It really starts growing. What?
I learned it yesterday, it's the first time actually.
In the shvura. Oh. Oh.
But
that's the teretz in the shvura he said. And shvura says the teretz because the esri really grows upwards, but the weight pushes it down. So then that's so it's so. Really, it's growing up. That teretz comes from the Me'iri. That teretz comes from the Me'iri. Well, first we see that Rashi is bothered by the kasha and he sort of ignores it. At least over here, he ignores it. Not ignores. He skips over it. He passes it. So that's a problem. That's one thing. The other problem is this kasha. And Rashi says, Mishru says the Teretz. Mishru says, and it comes to Nevi. So Mechilas Kodom, it bothers me, is that not really a Teretz. Not really a Teretz. A plant, a fruit that grows in the tree, a plant that grows in the tree, most of the time that it's on the tree, it's pointing the other direction. Most of the time that's on the tree is pointing the other direction. Number one. Number two is, if you ever seen a picture of a essek tree growing, the essek never grows at any point in its career on the tree with the pitum facing up. I can't say every essek never, because if you have a bunch of striping growing together, so one of them might be forced up. But the essek starts off most of the time pointing with the pitum pointing straight out, and then it turns downwards. I can't say never, but very rarely does it ever start with the pitum pointing up. I don't mean the pitum, I mean that side of the esrog. Pitum. Not every esrog has a pitum. Okay, so this is my kashas.
Sometimes the esrog can be sideways
also. They start off going sideways, they never start.
I thought you just meant the bud starts pointing up.
The bud also doesn't start that way. So here, if you have a Gemara, you have a Gemara, see? So there's another mention of this sugya on Mem Hei, on Beis. Amar Yubi Yom Shem Yom Shem Bechoi, Kol HaMitzvahis Kulon, Ein Ad Yoytze Behen Ela Derech Gidilasan, and then quotes the Pasuk, Atishitim Oindim. Now that actually says, an interesting thing, Derech Gidilasan, so how would you explain Derech Gidilasan? You should say, if you were the Mishnah, you would say the way it grew on the tree. That's how you would say the way it grew on the tree. Right? Or say it a little clearer, say the pitum pointing up, that's how it grew on the tree. Rashi says, and Rashi is meant to be clear, right? Rashi says, Derech Yedilason, Hatachton Lemato, the Elyon Lemala, the bottom down and the up up. See, he got my problem, right? Rashi is very enigmatic over here. The top is up and the bottom. Well, what's the top and what's the bottom? So Rashi thinks you know that. You know what the top is. You know what the bottom is. You know what the top is. So where's the top of the esrog? Where's the bottom of the esrog? So and Rashi says this a few times. And throughout the Masechta, Rashi repeats himself. This is on Mem Hei, I think on Mem. There's another. Rashi repeats it. At the end of the third parak. Rashi repeats, Kishi. If you hold it upside down, the Marta used the word Kishahavcha. You held it, as we're talking about the Lulav, you held it upside down. Rashi says, Hafach Elyon Lemata, Va'egel Lemala. You're holding the Elyon, the top of the Lulav, downwards, and the Egel, the part which you tie, the Dasam Rav, is the other pointing upwards. So Rashi repeated it, says this other places also. He says the same idea, that there's the top and bottom of these things, and you have to hold the top upwards and the bottom downwards. So I was thinking, first I thought of my own, that's why I feel very geschmack with this teretz, but later I found that the parashim back in Marasei, they don't say it in the right place, that's why I didn't find it right away, that every fruit has a top and bottom. Every fruit has a top and bottom. An apple. If you wanted to display an apple, put it into the picture, how do you put an apple? With the stem part up, and the part that has the bumps, they put on the bottom. How do apples grow in the tree? This in the beginning of their career, they start hanging from the stem. They start with the stem. Oh, that was the point that was pointing towards the heavens, and the bumpy part was pointing towards the thing. How would you display a pineapple with the crown on the top and the pithy part? So that's how they grow in the tree also. They grow out of the tree with a little stalk holding it onto the tree on the ichy part, and they break, and that part you want to cover up. That's a lot of fruit grow that way. But how do oranges grow? So oranges, there's a little ichy ring on an orange, which that's the top of the orange that's on the tree. and that's the part which the stem is connected to. But if you wanted to display the orange, you do it the other way. And blueberries are the same thing. Blueberries have a crown, but the crown is the bottom when it grows. Right? If you want to display it, if you wanted to show it off, a blueberry, if you want to put a few blueberries in a nice picture, so you put it with the crown showing. So the answer is, like Rashi, that every fruit has a natural elyon and a natural tachton. And this every artist knows this, and every storekeeper knows this, and every housewife knows this. That's how you put things on display. That's how you show it off. So that's what Rashi's saying. That you put the elyon lamala and the tachton lamata, is that every fruit has an elyon, every fruit has a tachton. Every fruit has an elyon. So where would you say, if you had an esrog in your hand, naturally, which would you consider the top, which would you consider the bottom? The pitum would be the top. That's what Rashi's saying. That you have to hold derech dilason. Now the problem is, what does the word derech dilason mean? You told me the word derech dilason means.
What
are girls? How do I do that? The answer is that the same shoresh of dilason means something else.
To glorify it, I guess.
Gedula. Thank you, very good. Gedula. Gedula can mean also not just the way it grows, but it means prestige. Lamashcha, there's a halacha of a karbanis, lamashcha, the gdula. You have to eat a carbon but cover the kawai. Every carbon has to eat lamashcha, the gdula. That's it. It's in the modern office. Every carbon you have to eat in the chashis the way possible.
It's in the way you display it.
That's right. That's the dilasa means in the chashis the way. That's exactly it. The way, the chashis the way. Not as a display.
Right.
The chashis the way. The way it shows the chashivas of the item. That's how you have to use the lulav and esrog. I think that's pashut, that's what Rashi's saying. So there's a perush on the Rosh called the carbon asano. Not over here in these Gemaras, but someplace else where the Rosh mentions a Gemara about derech dilason. So the carbon asano points out that Rashi, talking Elion Mata, Eldian and Eldian Lamala and Takan Lamata, Rashi means what we just said. It's the carbon asano, I believe, is in the end of the third parak, Ois Ayim. You have a chance to look it up, you see that he says the kitzur, what we just said. Okay. Alright. That was one short word that you can say over. And it'll sound like a Talmud Chacham. All right. There's everybody knows these. You hold the esrog, the bracha. How do you hold the esrog and say the bracha? Okay, I'm gonna need a Mishnah Berurah for this one. You hold the esrog for the bracha. You hold it. Okay, thanks. You hold the esrog for the bracha. So why do you do that? So it says in Shulchan Aruch. You learned that part already?
Yeah.
So the Mechaber brings it. What's the cheshbon behind that?
So you're not actually making, you're not doing the mitzvah
before you do the bracha. So because generally there's a rule, you're supposed to say the bracha before you do the mitzvah. That's one part of it. They're supposed to do the mitzvah before you say the bracha. Another problem is that if I do the mitzvah first, I eat matzah, you can't say the bracha if you did the mitzvah already. And how much time do you have to be able to mitzvah blue and esrog? Mid'ag bein nofek, right? Lashon Gemara. Mid'ag bein nofek. As soon as you pick it up, the whole business of nanuim that we shake it during halal, where is only a mitzvah derbanon, mitzvah diraisu already yotza, the shaking it during halal is derbanon, and what we do, when we say the bracha and we shake it right away, that is the machlokes rishonim. That is the shita of Tosfos that you have to shake it right away. But let's see the Tosfos. But the Rambam doesn't even mention shaking it after the bracha. And the Mefarshim say, because according to the Rambam, there's no reason to do it. And the Rambam is even mashma. The wording of the Rambam is mashma like that. That he says is, hecham nanon, that you're supposed to shake it. He says, you say the bracha, hecham nanon, and he says, by hoidu. And he doesn't mention shaking it after the thing. Tosfos says that you shake it after, right after you say the bracha. And that's our minute, granted. But according to the Rambam, there's no reason to shake it after the bracha. You don't shake it until 10 minutes later. Well, it depends what you daven. But anyway, the yoytza mitzvah diraisa as soon as you picked it up. Everybody's masking. Yotze did the raisa, yizucha yotze. Right away. The Mara says, as soon as you pick it up, you yotze.
Even
before,
especially
before.
Yeah,
Rambam mentions it by now. No, you're making the bracha 10 minutes before you shake it. Must be. All right. So the question is, why do you need to do this? So, because you don't want to yotze the mitzvah of the lulav of the asterisk. Okay. So I have a question. Does that even solve the problem? Does holding the esrog upside down solve the problem? Is it even a solution?
Maybe not.
If you hold it upside down,
took it.
If you hold it upside down, you're not yotze when you're holding it upside down. That we just learned a minute ago, right? You have to hold it the right way. But Rabbi Smutter here is saying this, and this is, everybody has this experience that you were sharing an esrog with somebody. And how do you get that? So you have to give it away until the guy. The first, you give it the right way.
Oops.
Right. That happened
you
to everybody.
Have it in the other suggestion.
It happened. What?
You can have it in the other suggestions of the Mishabur. He bends down the ground thing and just have in mind.
Okay, you're right.
Worse.
You're right. You're right that there are other choices, and get them in a few seconds.
And so then maybe even harder if you're saying it happens the second you touch it.
There are other suggestions that how to solve the problem. But the problem is that this solution, which is the most common solution, that's what the Mechaber suggests using, and that's the one that everybody does, this solution has a problem, that very often people hand it them the wrong way, and we pick it out of the... You have one of the silver esrog boxes. A lot of them, that the esrog is you put in. Sometimes you lay the esrog flat, but the esrog is put in stand up, right? So how do you get it out of there? First you slide the esrog out, zap. Okay, and then you turn it over. Right? So, okay.
And if you pick it up without the lulav in hand, then it's not an issue, right?
I'm about to get that in a second. There's a halacha. And this is I was near the kasha, the opposite direction. There's a halacha that Mechaber brings in Sif Yud Beis. It's not one of the better known halachas of Avraham Minim, but Mechaber says it. Avraham Minim, Allah Akman says that. That's a mission. Avraham Minim, I'm Akiv each other. You have to have something all them together. What does that mean? If you're missing one, if you don't have Hadassim, you don't have a Rabbis, don't say the bracha on the other ones. Because without all four together, you're not going to be able to the mitzvah. Aval, and this is a quote of the Rambam, Aval, Noitlon, sorry. If you had all four in front of you, v'notlan echad is yotza. If you had all four of them, let's say on the table in front of you, and you pick them up one at a time, lulav down, hadassim down, haravis, right? You pick them up one at a time and put them down, so you're only holding one at a time, is yotza. So the Mechaber passes like the Rambam. That if a person picked up each one of the arbinim separately, he didn't bind the lulav and esrog. Didn't bind the lulav and hadassim, but he didn't do that. You know, which would be basking yotze, so don't do that. Pick up each one separately is yotze. As long as they're all in front of you, right then you said the bracha. So in here, if I have the lulav and the esrog and the hadassim, I said I hold the lulav and hadassim rubs my hand, and the esrog is upside down. So what's the deal? What's the halacha? If I had all in my hand at one time, if I had all my hand at one time, right? And not at one time. If I had all my hand one after the other, and I picked them up one after the other, I'd be yotze. I would be yotze. So the hadassim, lulav, and aravis, I was yotze already anyway. I was yotze anyway. So Keretz, I didn't do the whole mitzvah. So that's why there's another problem though. What happens if a person took, let's say, all the Avraham Minim together? And after he used it, he realized that the Arabis were put in upside down. He realized this is the Arabis were put in upside down. But so fix it. But was I Yotze yet? Before I get to fixing it, was I Yotze yet? The answer is no, I wasn't Yotze. What do I do now? What do I do now? So three of them I had correct. One I had wrong. So the Maril said, this is a Maisa. Maril brings the story that this happened once. That Maril, I think it happened to Maril himself. That he, after he shook the Lulu and Esrik, he realized that the Arabis were upside down. So he took the Arabis by himself. They said, Racha al Matilas Arabah. Because the other three is Yotze already. The other three is Yotze. And according to the Mechaber, according to the Rambam, if they're all in front of you at the right at the time, and you pick them one at a time, you're Yotze. So the other three is Yotze. So he's only left with one min left. He only has one min left to use.
Would you say the same thing by Hadassah?
100%.
He says you have to have them in front of you for some reason.
They were in front of him.
I know, but obviously it's not totally so convincing. If someone just had a rope, don't say that. It's just for some reason you have to have them.
So, what's going to be now? So if a guy has a dasim, a rovis, a lulav in his hand, and he held those the correct way, and the esrig he held upside down, and he held it from the beginning, he picked it up there upside down, and he held it the whole time upside down. So those three, he was yotze already. And they just said Rach on the Esri. That'd be very radical. You should start saying Rach on the Esri and not say. Alright. Now, it happens to be that Tosis himself, when Tosis gives a suggestion, holding it upside down, Tosis says the Lulav, Adasan Arabis, to take the Lulav, Adasan Arabis upside down. Now that's not very practical. Imagine we picked up our Lulav Adasim Arabis upside down, right? But that's a place that says that suggestion to pick up the Lulav Adasim Arabis upside down. It sounds at least considered Rosh Alam for the Lulav Adasim. The bottom line is that you already used a part of the mitzvah. Okay, so somebody pointed out that Maisi is that there's more than one teretz to this thing.
The teretz is. Maisi can say that you should do everything upside down.
I remember that. I remember. I call upon him. Taisus, let's go back now to the beginning of the studio. Taisus says, it's 42? Yeah? Yeah. Taisus says that this issue comes from Taisus. He points out that Mari said, you have to say bracha before you do the mitzvah. And every mitzvah that you have to do. Before you say the bracha, you have to have ready in position to be yotze. So, tefillin, as it says, that doesn't even work with tefillin. You have to hold it on your arm, about to tie it. We say the bracha. You don't say the bracha when it's still in the bag. You have to be on your arm. Ben the lashon gemara menachah says ben hanocha the kshira, between you put it on your arm till you tie it. That's how you say the bracha. So that's generally how do you say a bracha. You have to have everything ready for the mitzvah, and then you. So Tosfos gives four terutzim how it's possible to say the bracha on the Arumina. One teretz is you have them on the table in front of you. You say the bracha, and then you pick them up.
Yeah, the other question that I had when we were learning this was it says you bracha on tzil slo b'shachir kodem sheitel ha'esrid k'tei shivarach ever lasi yosei. That's A. And then it says oy yahavoich. That's
right.
Somehow we ended up with the second as the min and klal Yisrael, whereas the first suggestion that he has is to just not pick up the esrog in the first place.
Right. Okay. This is what? This is
hey,
right. 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 That's the, so that Mechaber brings two things. And that the mile of the second one. The second choice over the first one is that why do Taisus need four terutzim? Taisus brings four choices. Choice number one is, I'm going to say them in order. First, choice number one is leave it on the table and pick it up after the bracha. Choice number two is hold it upside down. Choice number three is have in mind
kavana
not to be yotze. That's choice number three. Choice number four is there is no solution. There is no solution. And the only thing is that we're saying the bracha on the mitzvah derban of Nanuim, which is during Halo. But on the mitzvah deraisa, there's no way to say the bracha and get and the yotze all the different concepts that you want to get, holding your hand and before the mitzvah. There's no way to do it. The mitzvah, the bracha of Alan Tzulav is going on the Nanuim, which happened during Halo. And it's only on the mitzvah derban. That's Taisa says. Now, why do Taisa need four answers? Because Taisa, as he works his way through it, each answer he brings, he slugs up. He doesn't, not each one does he speak out exactly what the kash is, but he slugs up each answer. And the answer leaving on the table is not a great answer. It's a little bit of an answer. Taisa offers it, the Mechaber brings it, a little bit of an answer. Because you're not really doing what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it should be ready to use. And it's sort of ready to use what's on the table, but it's not like the tefillin case where it's main hanocha l'kshira. You want to, that you already have it, you only have one little bit left to go. So holding it in your hands on the table is close, but not yet enough.
How much closer can you actually be? The only thing you need is the tilut sitting on the table.
So Tosis says it's a better option. Tosis himself says the better option is holding the esrog in your hand upside down. Places that's a better option.
Better, but
it's a better. The difference between the two options is minor. I agree. But if I have two options, so which one do I choose?
We don't have all the other problems that we discussed in terms of possibly being yotze to the other, being yotze to the other
Minim. So right. So that's
you don't have that problem on the table, but you do have that problem if you turn it over. So
if they're all on the table, everyone's all on the table.
The only thing you're is mamish no lakicha.
Right. But the solution of having in mind solves all of them, and the fourth teretz of Tosfos, which is that you just the bracha going to Rabbanan, which is going to be later than Anuim, that also solves the bracha on all of them. Okay, so my thinking is,
what's wrong with having in mind?
What's wrong with having in mind? Okay, so two things. If you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, and there's a kolkis nigmar, and there's a shayim that hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, even by diraisa, we hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana by diraisa. That's the mechaber. That's what he says all over Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana by diraisas. The mechaber, the rabbanon is also mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. You're not yotze the rabbanon if you don't have it in mind. Every time the mechaber says that mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, even with the rabbanons, the Mishabru speaks out, but most Achrayim hold that for the abundance you don't need Kavana, Yotze even without Kavana. But that's the Mishabru. And for the Raisi, you need Kavana, and the abundance you don't need Kavana. Right? But I agree that that's the Machaber, and that's how you were taught, and that's how you're supposed to be. But the Mice is a lot of Yishayim that hold that Mitzvah Instich is Kavana, even by the Raisis.
Well, if you have Kavana,
so now, does that help? If you hold Mitzvah Instich is Kavana, do I have kavana, but dafka not? Does that help? That's debatable. Because if I don't need kavana,
I think that's the way it's worded in the Mishnah when he brings down the Gra, that he says you have in your mind not to be yotze.
I understand that. That's a quote of Tosfos. That's quoting Tosfos. But the question is, this is you're asking what could be a potential problem with that shita. Tosfos himself is debating this. Does kavana lehepach work? You're right that Tosfos offers an option, and the Gra brings it, but does it work? If you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, and the Achrayim talk about this all over the place by Sirius Omer and by lots of things, Kiddush, a lot of things that boggle your mind to think about it, that, you know, Sirius Omer, the Chazan counts the Sirius Omer first. How do you say bracha on it? If you hold mitzvahs, Sirius Omer says there are banan, Sirius Omer says there are banan. As soon as you hear the chazan say it, the chazan has a mind to moitzi ever. It's the job of the chazan. That's the chazan's job to moitzi anybody. So as soon as the chazan says it, and by the way, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you hold the mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, I don't even have to have a mind to moitzi when you yotze. This business that we hold that you have to have the mind to be yotze, that the mechaber says a shofar and by Kiddush and all these things, you have to have a mind to be Yotza. That's only because the Mechaber holds Mitzvah is Tzrichas Kavana. But if the whole Mitzvah is Ein Tzrichas Kavana, I don't have to be mind to Yotza you, and you don't have to mind to be Yotza from me. Yotza automatically. Okay, that's off the topic. But the bottom line is, yeah?
If you hold the thing at the end, that's the best way.
Back to an earlier point. Yeah. If you Yotzi the mitzvah, you pick everything up individually.
Right.
Why are you not choshes about those when you're shopping for your set?
Because that's, a week before? No, because Baal Tosfos is only a mitzvah bismana. Shalom bismana, so that's tomorrow. The Mari says
a mitzvah. It's Erev Yontif. I'm picking everything up.
I wasn't planning to go that direction, but there's a Gemara that says that the Gemara is by Sukkah. The Gemara is talking about a Sukkah. That mitzvah, even if you hold mitzvah, ain't Tzrichas Kavana. The Gemara is the fish. Even according to the Manda Amma, holds mitzvah, ain't Tzrichas Kavana. If you sit in the sukkah on Erev Sukkot, and we all do that with in the sukkah, Erev Sukkot is decorating, put on stock, whatever it is. You're in the sukkah on Erev Sukkot, or the Mar Shemini Atzeres in Eretz Israel. In the this, if you mitzvah shaloi bezmana, when it's not the time to do the mitzvah, in order to be over Baal Tosfos, you have to have a mefesh in mind that you're trying to make a mitzvah about whatever, and then you're over Baal Tosfos. The Mar of the fish that even though there's an tzrichas kavana shaloi bezmana, you have to have a mind in order to be over this about this. Every answer is not going to be a problem. Let's go back to what was your question.
No, I was just saying according to the Gemara, he was saying that's the best option is to have a kavana.
Right, I'm about to get to that. I'm about to explain to you why it's the only option. So there's a Taz. I don't know the Taz in front of me, but the Taz points out some of the questions that we spoke about. The Taz over here, and I believe it's on Sifhei, that because of the reason that we're mentioning that both of these solutions mentioned in the Mechaber don't really work. The only solutions that can say that both of them don't really work. The only solution that does work is if you hold mitzvahs, if you hold mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, or that one of the could work for anything. So then that works. The fourth teretz that Tosfos offers, Tosfos says that you're not yotze, the bracha yotze everything, the bracha don't go in the rabbanon. That's a little bit of a shvacha teretz because we want to work in for the derisis. So the Taz is mashma that and probably that's the gra and the bir gra means is what I don't know your name, but what he's suggesting is that really the real and best answer, and the way Tosfos set it up. Because it's the third answer, that really the best answer is that mitzvah. The real point is that you have in your mind not to be yotza. Now, the thing is that telling people that not in mind not to be yotza, if you give a patch, just like give a patch before the kishrei, if you have a mind to be yotza, give a patch, have a mind not to be yotza, that gets confusing. And particularly if you're dealing with ladies and older people, imagine you have this. I used to be in the Balkar in Young Israel, and there used to be Young Israel in Benzinest, and I was about Kaya over there for a while, and all the Russians would come in on Yom Tov time. They came for Yizka, they came for Kaddish, they came for all the reasons why all the Russians came Yom Tov time. And you had to stand there online, and all the Russians lined up, and you had to give each one the bracha, and say the bracha and all that with them. Imagine saying to these guys that, okay, take it in your hand now, but have mine not to be Yaitza, and say the bracha, and then you have mine yes to be Yaitza. It doesn't work. Right? Not to say because you can't communicate in English. The musig is not like, and not just the Russians. Any person that didn't spend time learning a sugya, the concept of having mind not to be yotze, but I want to do the mitzvah now. Mind yes to be yotze, not to be yotze. What is yotze? These are concepts that are hard for many people to understand. If you don't learn the sugya, you don't understand it. The Mela, the Mechaber is saying, and the Taz sort of explains this, is that the real thing is you having your mind not to be yotza. And the way I'm going to emphasize that to you and get you to realize you're not being yotza, I'm going to tell you this. Do one of these two solutions. Leave it on the table and or hold it upside down. And that's what Mechaber gives these two solutions. He doesn't say the third solution. Because, or the fourth solution.
Fourth.
Right? Either one. Either the idea of Kvan al-Hepachol this. Because these are the two practical things you can do. But when you're there, and everybody knows this, when you're about to hand the lulav, the desik, to somebody, everybody knows you're supposed to start the desik upside down in order not to be yotze before you socks. Everybody knows that. From the time we're in second grade, they drilled that into our heads. Everybody knows that for some way or other, I'm not being yotze until the thing. I don't know which is the top of the S-ring. You hear it to your wife. I don't know which is the top of the S-ring. I don't know which is the bottom of the S-ring. I don't know. They always take it the wrong way and then they turn it up to them, right? So how does that help? The answer is, the guy takes it out of his fancy silver holder. The answer is that he knows that he's going to pick it up and hold it for the bracha upside down because he doesn't want to be yotze the mitzvah until after the bracha. So now he has something concrete and tangible that makes him understand that he's not being yotze until after the bracha.
It's concrete and tangible, but can't we really say l'maisa after what you just said that everybody has it in their head? Basically, I'm not being
right
until after I make the bracha.
The only
no
reason
matter what I
you're,
do,
you're right, you're right. But the only reason why it's drilled into your head and you remember every single year not to be yotze until it's both upside down. That's right, and that's why the Mechaber brings these two choices, and that's the answer. Okay, we have another few minutes. Okay, how do you shake the lulav and esrei? How do you do it, mice, when you shake it? So, no, I'm not going to do it that way. Okay. In the few minutes I have left, how do you tie the lulav and adas and rabbis together? So, step one, we have that holder. Right? Put it in that holder. That holder help anything besides to protect the leaves. That holder help anything. So, the Mechaber's mashma, the mitzvah le'ogam b'kesher gomur, the hayinu shnei k'sharim zeh al zeh. You should do it with a real type of knot, which is double knot. Shake k'sharim zeh al zeh, and if im lo yogdoy b'boi joyin, if you didn't tie it before Yom Tov, oy shehuter egdoy, you're okay, might untie it somehow. The efshel le'ogdoy b'Yom Tov b'kesher gomur, you can use kesher gomur. Oh, so you do a niv instead. Why can't they just do a niv to begin with? So the Mechaber is quoting. This comes from the Ra'ah, that I think it's the Ra'ah that makes Rav Yaakov Kadu. It basically talks about it. That the Ra'im. Sorry, comes from the Ra'im. The Ra'im says like this: that kesher means always Hilchos Shabbos. Kesher means kesher shal kayama. It has to be a kesher shal kayama, right? It has to be not. The Ra'im says it has to be a knot which is also to make on Shabbos. That's the kind of knot that Chazal was talking about making kesher. Now, if kesher is not ma'akev, if you took them, like the Mechaber said, if you took each one separately, totally separately, you'd be yotze anyway. It's only a hidden mitzvah, only mitzvah of them. It's a hidden mitzvah to put them all together. And that, and in that hidder, Chazal said, use kesher. So kesher means something you couldn't be allowed to do on Shabbos. So that holder that we use, that piece of thing, right? So, what's with that? That pashtus, you can't make it on Shabbos. You may not make it, that's oigid. There's no kesher involved over there. There's no kesher. Kesher and matir are different malachas than oigid. Oigid is one of the lamtes malachas, and kesher is a different malacha. They're not the same thing. Kesher and igud are not the same thing. So you wouldn't be able to make such a holder because it's oigid, but you wouldn't be allowed. But it's not called kesher. So pashtus is the Mechaber means to say that type of holder is not. Yeah, so what do you? So what is it? It's the knot that you put rings around it, but you want to put a ring around that. Okay. Now the shadow is the rings that we use. Do those rings qualify as kesher shel kayama? What?
I have rings that look like the kosher coat and they're woven. All you need to do is just slide it on and it stays in place. So it's a ring.
Good. It's a great thing. It's very nice. And
oh, it's already knotted though. It's already knotted.
No. I wonder if that's knotted all together. Is that called knotted all together? Because kosher and oigid are two separate malachas. And we're talking about kesher over here. You want a kesher. And kesher and aguda are not the same thing. It's two different malachas. And Mechaber says you want a kesher that you're not going to make on Shabbos. The type of kesher you're not making on Shabbos. I want to know, forget about those things. Those things I for sure hold are not
right,
a kesher.
Said,
I want to know. They're beautiful. I want to know if the knots that we use.
Look at the matzias. So
okay. So what's the matzias of these knots? So these knots, if you put them on, properly, they'll last forever. So according to some Mishnayim, a kesher is Kesher Shakayama is a kesher which will last forever. That's how some Yishayim learns. Kesher which you tie it once and stays. Okay, that's a kesher Shakayama. Kesher Uman, that's some Yishayim say. But there are a lot of Yishayim, the Yireim is one of them, and the Mechaber quotes it right over here. A lot of Yishayim that hold that a kesher, in order to be a kesher Shakayama, has to be a kesher agabe kesher, a double knot. And the Mechaber quotes it right over here. The Hainu Shneik Sharm Ze Al Ze. You have to do a double knot. Are knots, they qualify as a double knot. They're made out of one string. They're made out of one piece. Usually that's how we do it. They make it out of one piece. So is that considered a double knot? So, Pashtus, the answer is no. That's my thinking. The answer is no. When we were kids, they made a much more complicated knot out of two pieces of lulav leaf, and nobody explains to us why they did it that way. I mean that the one lulav leaf knot is much easier to make. It sort of just took over. And nowadays, I don't even know if people know how to make the two little knots. It's not so complicated. If you know how to make this one, you can make the shiokan, and you can make that one. But just, why bother with a two-leaf knot? The difference between a two-leaf knot and a one-leaf knot is a two-leaf knot is considered kesher shel agabe kesher, and it's a...
That probably means you can't do it on yot, you can't put it on yot.
That's right. And the one-leaf knot is not probably you're allowed to use it. Like it. Now, Baruch Hashem, one second, I only have a few... Started the buzzer, but... The question is, the Rama says, Yeshu Shakos the last of the Keshav Derek Acher. Shakorch and Sivu Shalosh Amin, right? Little Teich and Roisha Krach, Teich Higul Akorach. So the Rama says that Yeshu last is a Keshav Derek Acher. A different way to do it, just wrap it around and stick it through. Now the question is, that the Rama, is the Rama arguing on the first line of the Mechaber, which says you have to make it double knot to begin with? Or is he arguing the Mechaber's solution that when it happens on Yom Tov, what do you need to do instead? Make a bow, or the Rama says you don't have to bother with the bow, just wrap it around and stick it through. The Rama says his words after the Mechaber's solution for Yom Tov to wrap it around, make a bow. But the wording of the Rama could be that he's doing on the first case also. And that's a debate in the Achrayinim of what did the Rama mean to argue on. The Rama mean to argue and say that you never need Kesher Shel Kayama, just wrapping the string around it is good enough. Well, the Rama means to say that on Yom Tov, that's the solution. I believe, I didn't check this today, but I believe Mishmur learned that it means that on Yom Tov, that's the solution. But some Achrayim say that he's arguing with Chachila on the Mechaber that you never need to make a Kesher Shel Kayama. If that's chat in the Rama, so then we're all safe. Okay? Either way, the whole thing is only a...